In November, Michigan voters will select two state Supreme Court justices. There are seven candidates, and one of them is Judge Susan Hubbard. She has served on the Third Circuit Court in Wayne County since being elected in 2010. Hubbard has been nominated by the Green Party, although judges appear on the ballot as nonpartisan. Judge Hubbard, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with your work on the Third Circuit Court. Tell us about a case or cases that would reveal the kind of judicial thinking that you would bring to the state Supreme Court.
As a domestic court judge, I learned in Wayne County that we had a improper self-represented litigant population of about 80%. So I went ahead and applied for a grant with the state to produce a video for all the self-represented litigants. And the video is instructional on how to file for divorce with children, how to file for divorce without children. So I didn't cite a case for you, but that's something I'm very proud of. I think it has helped many, many people who otherwise, you know, couldn't afford an attorney to be able to file and to know how to do so.
You also served as a city council member in Dearborn in the 1980s, and your grandfather, Orville Hubbard, served as mayor from the 1940s into the late 1970s. He was a segregationist and was against integrated neighborhoods, and a few years ago, a statue of him that had been in front of Dearborn City Hall became controversial and was moved, and eventually your family took ownership of it. We're now in an ongoing era of reexamining leaders of the past and how we honor them. How do you see your grandfather's legacy in Dearborn?
I did not know my grandfather as a segregationist, as you just referred to him. He, in fact, endorsed our first African-American Secretary of State, Richard Austin, over his white opponent. My grandfather was referred to by Mayor Coleman Young as one of the best effective mayors in the country. I knew my grandfather to be friends with Coleman Young. So this idea that he was a racist and a segregationist is something really that I never witnessed.
All of the seven current justices are white. You're also white. And only one of the seven current candidates is not. What, if any, concerns do you have about the makeup and a lack of diversity on the court?
Well, I think diversity on the court is very important. I have worked downtown with people of all different races since I was 18 years old. I have worked on the county commission, which is comprised of very different ethnic groups. And I certainly would like to see more diversity on our Supreme Court, but I don't think it prevents one from being able to rule fairly.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen Governor Whitmer exert emergency executive powers, and there's been strong pushback from some state legislators. There's also ongoing legal action about the limits of Whitmer's authority. I know you can't comment on cases currently in the system, but I would like to ask you to pull back and share your thoughts on the legal concerns that come into play when judges consider the separation of powers in government.
Let me just say that standing for the rule of law means addressing the very basic question of whether the governor's use of the 1945 law violates our Constitution's separation of powers doctrine of checks and balances. And I really think that our Supreme Court definitely should have taken this up back in June. And if I were there, I would have voted to have taken it up back in June. The justices are elected by the people. They represent the people. And when such important issues as that issue comes before them, they should have taken it up immediately.
Susan Hubbard is a judge on the Third Circuit in Wayne County and is a candidate for the state Supreme Court. Judge Hubbard, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
And a closing note, this month, the Michigan Supreme Court did issue an advisory opinion about the governor's executive orders. That was requested by a federal court. However, as Judge Hubbard mentioned, in June, the state Supreme Court declined to expedite a separate state case. That case is still making its way through the system. Join us tomorrow for our next candidate interview when I'll talk to Republican nominee Mary Kelly. You can find all of the interviews at MichiganRadio.org.